Particularly, he stands to invite people who have not been in close communion with the Catholic Church of late, people from the Greek Orthodox, and some other ecumenical religious leaders to come together and say, we are one family, we belong to the same church, to the same God, and it's high time we come together and pray as one family.
Today, Pope Francis called on the world and its leaders to protect nature and all people, particularly the poorest. What was your view on his sentiments on this issue?
I kind of expected such a call from him. Ever since his election, everyone who has cared to look at his profile, his history, and his pronouncements before in Argentina would have realized that he is so much tuned towards conserving nature, the environment, the weak in society, the poor, especially where he grew up in, and generally the poor in the world.
And looking at Zimbabweans, what is their reaction to the new Pope and as they look at his time as he serves the Catholic Church?
I've spoken to quite a number of Zimbabweans in the country, and they are quite happy with Pope Francis, the person, his attributes, his simplicity, his humility, and his grasp of doctrinal and theological issues that are at the core of his work as a pope. And we are all just hoping for the better, especially as the world is confronted today by so many challenges that are caused by men's greediness, lack of sensitivity to the world around us, and so forth. So, yeah, Zimbabweans are generally happy about the outcome of the election and the candidate who took office and the chair of St. Peter.
Moving forward, what do you want to see from Pope Francis's legacy?
I would want to see a pope who puts Christ at the center of the ministry of the church. A pope who is very strong in his conviction and pronouncement, especially regarding the teaching of the church. The world around us is pushing for change, and change every day. And change seems to be the buzzword ever since the day Pope Benedict resigned. But I, as a person, do not necessarily want change for the sake of change, but I would appreciate progressive change in the sense of the church doing better her work that she has been doing all along, reaching out to the poor, bringing the gospel to many homes, and essentially forming young men and young women who are ready to serve the world and make it a better place.